John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Jack Brown is a music author who has put out books about rock and roll, about hip-hop artists, about country producers, and more. And he's got a new book out called Beyond the Beats, Rock and Roll's Greatest Drummers Speak. And he's on the phone with us now. By the way, his book available through Amazon.com. Welcome and good morning to you.
Oh, thank you so very much for having me on. I'm a big fan.
We were talking about this before you came on, and I break drummers into like four different categories. You got your metronomes, your Charlie Watts and Ringo Stars. You got your fillers, like Don Henley and B.J. Wilson. You got your bangers, your Liberty DeVito.
Bonzo.
And Kenny Aronoff. And then you got your virtuosos. Who would you put in virtuosos?
Oh, Neil Peart, for sure.
Yeah,
Steve Smith, absolutely.
Yeah. So where would you put Joey Kramer?
Anyone would have to remember, Joey Kramer really was one of the founders of the hard rock genre. So he's a pioneer. I mean, he's somebody who really, Aerosmith came out in 1970, you know. So, I mean, what do you have to, you know, it's Led Zeppelin. And you know, I will tell you, John Bonham was well represented in this book as an influence to all these drummers. So we hope we gave a little tribute to him as well, to your point.
And you look at Bonham in that bangers category, obviously.
He's in a blues meets bangers category, I would think. Yeah, everybody talks about him being a huge influence and helping them channel the blues. And you know, another thing that really popped up in this book is across the board, John, was the jazz influence from the Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich on the visual side to the acrobatics, and kind of then how much jazz and swing specifically is filtered through all these guys playing.
Well, that's especially Watts and Ringo.
Well,
that makes sense from an age perspective. I mean, that's who these guys were growing up watching, with their parents, probably.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Kenny Aronoff is a perfect example of that, to talk about. His BAM moment, if he likes to put it, was when Ringo was on. And you saw that, like, so many people saw guitar, and that was cool. So many people saw the guitar player, and, oh, I want to be that. So many people saw John Lennon or Paul McCartney. So many people, though, also saw Ringo, and it inspired a whole generation of drummers that, you know, it's amazing. So, yeah, Kenny was a huge Beatles example.
All right, well, as long as we're talking about Kenny, one of the songs that I find so unique that Mellencamp did is Jack and Diane.
Right.
Because, I mean, nobody, especially at that time, said, okay, you know what, everybody stop, let the drummer do something here.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, the story with that is very interesting, actually, because that song, John Mellencamp told me when I interviewed him, it's a quote, Frankenstein of the record. He said it had probably 100 tape edits, and you're back in the day of analog recording here, right? So that's literal tape. And Kenny, actually, nobody could figure out so badly what to do with that Don Gaiman, none of them. So he basically went in there as a last-ditch attempt to save the song and put together that breakdown you're talking about.
It's great.
It's real similar to the Phil Collins In the Air Tonight breakdown, too.
Oh, exactly. And that Kenny said that was one of his muses, was that.
Prior to you getting here, Dave and I were talking about Steve Smith in the virtuoso category.
Oh,
and when it comes to your head, you don't think about Don't Stop Believing as such a drum song. And then Dave goes, wait a second.
It's sneaky technical.
Yeah, it is sneaky technical.
Super sneaky technical. Yeah, super sneaky. You know, Steve actually took that home with him. That was almost, you wouldn't categorize it quite as Jack and Diane, but they couldn't quite get where they wanted. So he took that song home with him, and he says basically worked on it that night, came in the next day, and they recorded it. And even then, until Kevin Elson mixed it, he wasn't sure that the drums were going to be so prominently featured. But remember, sonically, in that song, too, it's not just it's within the arrangement, the way that the drums are emphasized was really a first for, you know, rock. You know, the less is more concept is also something, even when you're being a technical genius like that, they can put anything. Sometimes what they tastefully choose to leave out, and Joey Kramer made this point too, they both got from Bonham. Where do you insert a drum fill, or where do you leave one out to emphasize a vocal part or a guitar riff or a bass line, you know, et cetera, that sort of thing.
Well, the book is Beyond the Beats, Rock and Roll's Greatest Drummers Speak. It's available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever you buy your books. He is Jake Brown. Jake, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.